This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome to this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm sitting in for Alex. You know, there's always a lot of news, and the guys cover it. Alex covers it really extraordinarily well, and you know, the things I want to talk about a little bit today maybe amplify some of this free speech discussion, and I'm going to kind of roll back and sort of reshape this a little bit. You know, when I first started doing this work years ago, the main emphasis for me was really military technologies, how they were being applied, and then that led to privacy-related technologies, another look at all of that. And a number of issues sort of came to the front. Now, this was the middle 1990s, even the early 1990s. And so we started to see my colleagues and I trends that were taking us really rapidly in a direction that would present probably the biggest challenges for freedom and liberty. So I started writing and talking about the technocracy and the changes that were taking place within our culture and really the reshaping of culture, not based so much on what sprang, you know, from populations, but what media brought to us and how it sort of gently and then more radically began to shape the way people see the world. And when you think about this, as things got more and more mechanized, more and more automated, it provided a lot of information, gave us access to a lot. But at the same time, every window that opened went both ways. And this is what got missed in the shuffle. As information opened in the world, it also opened in the direction of you personally. And so a lot of discussion about privacy and speech and the basic fundamentals, the building blocks of democratic republics like ours. When these start to be silenced by all the different methods, whether it's by political speech, you know, that was the first real wave. You know, what was not nice to say? And then what is criminally not nice to say? What became hate speech? And that continues to be amplified across the population. So you think about speech as the first sort of attack and takeaway, because if you can't have open discussion, then it's easier to do the next thing, you know, take away your Second Amendment rights, as an example. If you can't talk about it and the people that are talking about this in a way that is constitutional get silenced, then what can you say? You know, all the information in the world won't give you the opportunity to speak your truth. And so this is the attack, excuse me, on democracy. That's actually taking us down the path that's much different than the one we're currently on. And again, we need to kind of rethink in the 21st century how technologies play against what we're seeing play out in the daily news. And the news feeds are interesting. You know, when you look at sort of how it's being shaped, CNN continuing to drop in the polls because people recognize it's becoming more of a contest of who's the best editorial showman, as opposed to delivering really useful information within the context of a public debate, invigorating the public debate, if I might say, with the facts rather than the opinion. And we see that across the media today. But it's not just about speech. It's also about privacy. Because as we look at the news and as we select the data feeds that we're interested in, we also begin to reveal a profile of us ourselves individually, which is then utilized by big tech and their with their cooperation, big government. We're going to talk more about this in the remaining segments of this hour. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're supported, and we appreciate you tuning in today, this Friday afternoon.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, still a bit before noon here in Alaska, where I'm broadcasting today. In the background, if you see it, that's one of the scenes from my part of the world. You know, when you think about the things that are happening right now, the idea of profiling, if you will, what we were talking to, speaking to just before the break was this idea of gathering data, the two-way sort of window and how the data is used and manipulated. You know, this is really a reshaping so that what you see in advertising, in your social media, what you see coming at you, literally, is based on what you provide in information. And this is what fundamentally probably needs to be protected. Now, think back, if you go back to the 1990s, there was a program, Total Awareness, and it was a Pentagon program, and they wanted to really see the public, you know, every minute detail from facial recognition to your whole set of preferences in life. Everything about you that you could gather was the sort of the picture and using the internet to do it. Well, that kind of got shut down sort of, but then what is called total information awareness for those that are looking at the thing on the video feed on this program. But here's the thing that about that that's important is what they supposedly didn't do. It switched over to more of a terrorism look, but they collect all the data. And then they made their deal with big tech. And big tech had the same kind of programming need, if you will. But their need was for the commercial extraction of the data. So they could use it to go sell that data to other commercial enterprises that would sell you at a higher rate and be more successful in shaping, you know, sort of what you buy and your buying patterns by understanding a lot about you. Well, this got morphed into political manipulation as well. And in fact, all of this, Jim Roderick, late Jim Roderick and I spoke about back in a book we wrote now almost 20 years ago called Earth Rising the Revolution, which still is pertinent in terms of where we are today. And it was more of a forecast based on 650 source documents. And that book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. But Earth Rising the Revolution, it was really about looking at these systems, these technological systems that on one hand look really good, they look attractive, they look interesting, but when you really dig down deep and look at the misapplication, which has not been adequately safeguarded, and this is the problem, is as our technologies have emerged and blossomed in the 21st century and moving in to this next 100 years, the platform is changing. Now, let me tell you what that means from a standpoint of technology. From the invention of the wheel to where we are at this moment, as we take this breath, in 10 months, all the technology that's been developed in that branch of time is going to double. And that's the window going forward. That's how fast everything is moving, faster than anyone can keep up. And then the information gathered in those technologies is applied for commercial, political, and governmental reasons. If you don't think so, you've been sleeping under a rock. Now what's happening in all of this, as you think about it, is the safeguards for the very fundamental values that this program and others talked about are lost sort of in the shuffle. The right to privacy is no longer about your front door. And I've said this many times in this way. It is your digital doorway that has been kicked in. It's been kicked in by a technocracy, a union of big corporations as well as governments. And these big corporations, interestingly enough, today are the information technology, marketing technologies, the Googles, the Amazons, the Facebooks. And they are actually controlling and manipulating the political speech in favor of the political views of the owners of those companies as they're represented by their CEOs. And it's a big shift, you know, because a lot of economic power was traditionally held by the right. We never really thought much about big economic power held by the left, because traditionally Democrats in the United States were about working people and Republicans were about big business. But that's all upside down anymore. It doesn't even apply anymore. It's all upside down. Value in dollars and income and billionaires don't matter. You're in both parties everywhere. Furthering political interest. And it just makes it more obvious when you see it on the left, because the mechanism they happen to control aren't like big steel or oil or gas. It's the very communications that talk about all those things and everything else under the sun. And then to restrict commercial transactions through PayPal and other organizations. Think about this. Is this the mark? Is this when buying and selling is regulated by those that conform to political speak and cultural speak evolved by think tanks of morons who just want to manipulate us? And I say spiritually moronic, because intellectually they're high-powered horsepower. Don't think they're not. But spiritually they're bankrupt, and they know it. Because the countermeasures is that awakening that's coming and is here now for those that have paid attention to what's going on in the world in the 21st century. And now is a very different time, because as you look at what's being done materially, externally in the world, it's really a reflection internally of also what's happening within us. You know, usually when you think about these things, there's two extremes. Both sides of the equation. You know, there's the side of the equation that says, oh, people are just drones, taxpayers, consumers, whatever title they want to give you. And I want to say to everyone listening to this broadcast, you are not that. You can reflect some of those things. Certainly you're a consumer at times. You're a taxpayer at times. You're a parent at times. You're a friend at times. You're all those things at times. But you are a human being, fundamentally. And those things that I just referenced are things that you do. You are a parent sometimes. You are a friend sometimes. You're a taxpayer sometimes. These things that you do are wrapped around your experiential living in the world that we experience on a day-to-day basis. That's our physical reality. But our internal reality, our value systems that decide how we behave and act in the world, is really the corpus of our awareness, right? This is what motivates us, which moves us through the world in a way that creates a positive change, something that robotics and AI will never have. But having said that, the advances in these technologies and what's coming and their ability to rationally reason will be indisputable. To take huge, massive data sets and interpret those data sets, these machines will be able to do. But I have news for everyone listening. The quantum computing that they're aspiring to, and quantum computing, just let me give you a quick illustration. 20 years ago, the case was you could put everybody on a hand calculator for 60 hours and do what you could do with the whole population of the planet for 60 hours running hand calculations every few seconds. And a supercomputer of today would do that in a second. A quantum computer. Now imagine that. All those people running those hand calculators all that time. For 60 hours, the whole planet, everybody. And that's what a supercomputer today does in a second. Think about that supercomputer that I just described running for a trillion years. A quantum computer will do what that supercomputer does in a trillion years. It will do it in 1 hour, which means all encryption goes away. The ability to look at all the data and draw very, very accurate scenarios becomes possible. Some say we already have quantum. Some say we're a few decades away. We're going to be right back. We're going to pick it up right after these brief messages. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we're in the InfoWars.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to this fourth hour. I'm coming to you from last, again, from my home in Anchorage. And just before the break, I was talking about this kind of way of maybe reshaping some of the debate, all right? Because we talk about information, we talk about sort of what the technocracy is doing and its attack on our basic humanity, you know, on who we are, because of the way it looks at us. It makes us into a commodity. Think about, you know, 7 to 9 billion people around the planet over the next 10 years just being some expendable commodity. This is how much of the population of the world is looked at by many at the very top of the pile of greed, corruption, and craziness. And not to say that accumulating wealth is bad. I believe it's a good thing. You know, it's a way that we sort of keep score on the planet. We do it responsibly, and most of us make our living in a decent way. And I think even these big tech companies, you know, great innovation, great ideas, great teams, great people, but misapplication of technology by failing to underlie that experience, again, on a platform of values. This is what's been missing. And yet everyone's looking for it. So when you see the slightest indication of it, people tend to gravitate that way. That's why certain speakers are jumping out of the woodwork, because they're speaking a truth that resonates with people, because everyone internally as a human being, when you hear it, it vibrates, it resonates, it sounds a note in you that is unavoidable, that you can't mistake for something else. It's that intuitive touch of grace that tells you what is and what is not in your personal interior life. Now, if you shut that down, you don't listen to it, you just keep turning it off, it will dull and it will atrophy, and you'll become a sociopath, a narcissist, and a sociopath, which incidentally, there's like one or two in five at the very top of CEOs and organizations, including government, that are that. Because that's what allows them to cut the throat of anyone in their way and jump to the top. There's many of them are sociopaths, inability to recognize and display natural, normal human emotions, because they've turned all that off. Because the feeling side of us is what's stimulated often by our intuitive internal conversation. And then what we do with that decides how we deal with the world. Do we deal with the world in anxiety and fear and run around worrying about the sky falling? Or do we engage life in a more direct way, where we engage what we see in the world from a platform of recognition of our basic innate values as living souls, as created human beings, as a spirit occupying a carrier or a body or whatever you want to refer to this thing as? But the recognition of that is sort of a foundation for your dialogue in life. Sort of changes the way your words project from your mouth, which create the reality around you. Think about it. People react to what you say. You have deep responsibility for what you say and how the information is delivered. you know, some people are stimulated by all different kinds of conversation to get thinking engaged again, because thinking is the name of the game. And so much of the social media and the mainstream media is not about engaging your intellect. It's about moving the herd, pushing your opinion, pushing who you are, shaping what you think, determining how to best do that based on the information you voluntarily give up every time you engage with an electronic interface into the world. And anything else you do, because even the fundamental stuff like mail, you know, every return address and address sent is kept by the Postal Service. And all those linkages create, again, a matrix that describes a lot about us individually. And this is the ongoing collection of data. And what does data mean? The data makes predictions. The more you have, the better your ability to predict. With 3,000 data points, which we all give up, if you're listening to this on any medium at all, I know that you've done that in probably the last month or 6 weeks even, 3,000 contact points give a profile of an individual that's so profound that someone who lives with you for 20 years would take to be able to predict. But more importantly, the computer will predict what you will do at that point better than you yourself will. Wow. Based on just the raw data. So when you think about AI and computers gathering information, and when we started our work, they were using data warehouses and they were storing all this data, and everybody was saying, it's worthless, it doesn't mean anything. Before this segment began, we were talking about quantum computing and the power of that. And see, this allows you to sort all that data instantly. Poof. Just virtually instantly. I mean, with so little time involved. And then be able to apply the flow of information, the nudging against each profile of each person individually, and be able to track them through the world because of facial recognition, voice recognition, these basic things that we reported on 20 years ago that are now part of the mainstream. This is part of the Chinese model of social control. And this network, and people listening to this network, are well aware of it. Facial recognition, biometrics, applied to population control, and then your behavior monitored. And this is all based on data points from a culture technologically that's way different from what we're doing in the West. We even give more information up in the West than they ever thought about giving up in China. The differences are overt about it, and here we're covert about it. It's the same thing. It's just happening a little differently. Now, in the U.S., they say, but we're not going to get that data without a warrant. And then you got things like FISA courts, where nobody even gets to hear about warrants. And false information is rolled up in front of judges and gets used to subpoena records. And then all that data, you know, secret courts, shutting down freedom of speech, big tech holding our data warehouses hostage. This is your information, your digital doorway, and the technocracy has already kicked it in, and no one has said a word. Except these networks that represent an alternative view of the media, both from the far left and the far right, and sweeping all the way through the middle, these dialogues has happened and have happened, continue to happen. And yet the mainstream continues to push us apart, to separate us, and to create a violent reaction and backlash that's not only unnecessary, it doesn't lend itself to this republic and the principles under which it was founded, which is about our divinity as human souls, our independence, our sovereignty. The system that has come against us is choking us and strangling this democratic republic. And this is not the only democracy being affected. That is why you're seeing the backlash around the world from those who are still awake. And the awakening is happening now. You're the tip of the spear. We're doing this together. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
the bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back, and I want to thank everyone that supports this network and supports us on the production team. I got Connor and Kyle and Daria always helping me out when we're on live, and I really appreciate them a lot. And I appreciate everyone that listens. You know, pass these videos on, you know, and remember the contest that's going on. I thought that was pretty cool before this segment began. $5,000, you know, putting up signs. First prize, I think that's a cool thing. And that gets the InfoWars out and bypasses the technocracy. So I think that's a great idea. You know, I'm like a paper guy, and I've been trying to get better about it, but I just can't. You know, I keep books, and they're not in digital form. They're actually printed. And I keep paper because I think about the digital world and how easy information can come and go and be restricted. And we're just seeing the very beginning of it, ladies and gentlemen. And those who haven't read the book 1984, well, you're in it. You all have leading roles, although we don't generally think about it, except 1984 is primitive. I mean, it's like the primitive version of what we're doing and what's happening to us today. And as actors in the play of reshaping the way we think, the InfoWars, you see, the very name InfoWars implies from the very beginning, going back 23, 24 years now with Alex. For me, my statement, my slogan, you know, at the end of my company name was changing the way we see the world, because that's what I saw going on. And I wanted to make sure we at least kept some focus that was multi-generational. And, you know, and this is my brother Tom's thesis, his master's thesis was on multi-generational history. One of the degrees he got along the way was one in history. And, you know, he has a very different perspective on sort of what history brought us to and how we interpret it. And in my family, we have real liberals, Tom, it's on that end, and real conservatives, and my son and I fit on that end, my oldest son and I. And you know, when we get into these discussions, what we're looking for is not necessarily the middle ground. There's my brother on screen if you're looking. And he's a state senator, actually, representing downtown Anchorage down in our state capital. And you know, when you look at the politics, the differences, this brings an invigorated conversation, my family, that's really lively, is not devoid of emotions by any stretch of the imagination, but a value system underlies that debate. And it's based on consideration, respect, and accountability and love, fundamentally. And the fundamental right to express ourselves respectfully, recognizing fundamentally, and we express differently, the divinity in each other. That level of respect, that we listen carefully, we engage the debate, and hopefully, and one of the kind of working rules in my family is if you go to the fight, you know, in terms of a debate, you need to come armed with a set of solutions and make that the focus of your conversation, because therein lies the opportunity. We all recognize the problems, just come at the solutions differently. So we fight over the problem existing. Well, that's kind of crazy. We all know these problems exist. So let that go, get into the discussion about what are the solution sets, forgetting the propaganda one-liners that get us all emotionally charged up. Because this is what the left and the right are so good at in terms of organizational structures at the top, representing different groups of elites. It doesn't matter whether they're Republican elites or Democratic elites. Why do the elites hate Donald Trump? Because he wasn't part of the team, you know. He was kind of this maverick, independent guy. My oldest son and I voted for Donald Trump, and to the chagrin of every one of my relatives. But, you know, my view was we needed a disruptor. We needed someone that would shake the system and change it. And think about this in the context of this technocracy. He has the potential to totally change, and if he's listening to these kinds of broadcasts and recognizing the intrusion that happened in his life, that he now is aware of, how they manipulated information, tapped his phones, infiltrated his life, and they're doing it to every single one of us every single day, which is why this president, another person who has been hammered by the same technocracy, needs to grab it by the and move on and get the thing fixed. Because it's gone on too long. It's gone too far. It's even touched his presence in the United States. Even our so-called allies, national leaders' phones were tapped by a bureaucracy, a technocracy that even politicians, many of which are unaware and many others are complicit. And why are they cooperating? Because from Hoover's days and continuing today, through fraternities, organizations, observations, all the dark secrets are known. about all the public players that are out there. And they better do what they're told, or the rest of the world knows too. Because there's a whole bunch of wieners out there. There's a whole bunch of Bill and Hillary's out there. There's a bunch of people doing criminal activity out there that's excused and then used, because when they hit the political high points of their careers, they do what they're told. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. They're no longer representing us. They're doing instead what they're told, because they have them by their hidden parts and they're dragging them through the square dance. That's what's really going on. And you and I don't want to use the word victims, we're the false beneficiaries of it. Okay? We're not winning that one. We're losing that one every step of the way. Look at how our lives have been reshaped over one generation already, two generations for sure, from a single household income, from the trades to the professions. You could expect to raise a couple of kids, have a nice home, drive a car every few years, get a different one, save for retirement, and have something to look forward to. And you don't have that anymore. It's been hijacked by this technocracy, and you're told to accept it. That's okay. And the guise of, well, you know, we're changing all our roles. You know, women can now engage outside of the home that they didn't do in those days. I believe in all that. I think that's true. But it's also missing a lot of the main points. We've lost a lot of our freedom and liberty along the way. Because the free time we used to have, the time we used to have, we don't have anymore. It's consumed. Time we used to have to pay attention to what was going on in the world, to read, to engage, to teach our children, to engage with our neighbors on a face-to-face basis, not with an electronic mirror, an interface that makes sure the data stops for the intermediaries to review. That's how most people communicate, whether it's on cell phone, an iPad, the internet, whatever, you know, it's all electronically, digitally captured along the way and then used for all different kinds of purposes. And so, you know, when I think about the synthetic systems of technology, they're kind of trying to mirror what human beings fundamentally are. And this is what gets lost in the shuffle, one of the points I like to bring out, because a lot of my work goes back to the whole mind effects concepts. What can you do with the human brain? What can you do to move thought differently? And government really learned a lot in this realm. And I've written on this, the book, Controlling the Human Mind, which InfoWars Store has available. You know, this book is 250 sources showing the evolution of mind control and propaganda at the ultimate level, manipulating what goes on in your brain. The next jump for the internet that they're talking about, even PBS had a special called The Worldwide Mind. Look it up. The Worldwide Mind, PBS. The next connection for the internet isn't going to be a bunch of computers you can decide to turn off. It's going to be the mind of each human being on the planet. That's the prediction for the future. Imagine your mind linked to everyone else synthetically and somewhat drawing and looking at that data. This is where we're headed. And yet fundamentally, as human beings, as living souls, we already do this. We're already linked. We need to remember what we are, get back to our fundamentals. That's the beginning of the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich in this Friday afternoon, in this fourth hour. And we've been talking a lot about the technocracy today and also about sort of the underlying values of how to sort of come at the conversation. And what's being lost in a lot of this is the profiling, when you think about this profiling that we were talking about, which is really, again, collecting all that data and then looking at the individual. And then what is intended by the feedback loop that we're in is to excite your emotions, because then you sort of turn off the intellectual part and you start moving. And the emotions are meant to work with the intellectual part. And, you know, I think about emotions again as sort of part of that matrix of experiences. You know, your father, your mother, your parent, your brother, your sister, you're an employee, you're all these things, and these are activities that you engage in, experiences that we engage in that spring from what we are internally from point of awareness. This is what how I segregate the two. And when the awareness is in control, these things we do kind of line up. And manifest in differently for everyone, but in certain lines of activity and inquiry that continues to amplify what I call the divinity in us. And this is the greatest power against the technocracy, is stepping into what you are and kind of remembering what's possible when sovereign people recognize it only takes one or two to make huge changes by just doing what is possible. I want to say that again, you know, do what's possible. You know, a lot of people believe that you need this big grand plan that's so grand and so big you can't conceive that it can happen. Well, that won't work. You know, that is the way creation happens, either in the universe or on the planet or through you as a creating entity. You got to have the faith to know what you can do. That's why if you know what you can do, it gets done. You know, that's the faith of a mustard seed analogy that we all have heard in our lifetimes. It's knowing what you can act on that's right and true and that you're fortified to go and do. And then just jump into it and do it. You know, and that's the mark of an info warrior, actually, is that. It's not doing the impossible. It's not convincing someone that cannot be convinced. It's living a life that exemplifies that info war of what you are. All those things that you want to attach to in terms of ideas, concepts, objections, you know, things to be outraged over, they're all secondary to the underlying values in which you convey your information. If you can't do it on a platform of awareness, which is what you are, of your divinity, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it, that really is the essence of what we are as human beings, that drives us through our experiences, that's what should be calling the shots. And so, you know, one of the simple things, you know, when anger arises in you, the way to control it is just to look at it for a second. You know, as soon as you notice it, you literally can decide whether to continue in that vein, let it just carry you away, or whether you are going to be assert the awareness that you are in control of it. The same is true with any other emotion. You decide how you engage it. You still experience it. Don't shut it off, because that makes you into a sociopath. Experience it, but don't let it run away with you. You know, this is the difference between someone who's awake and aware, remembering their divinity and what they are at their essence, and someone who doesn't. That's it. That's the big difference, right? I mean, at least as a starting point, you know. And so when we think about all the complex that all of us are very upset about, and the way in which technology is working to sort of rob us of this aspect of who we are. You know, a lot of my research in the early days was about mind effects, mind control technologies, all the stuff that people have heard about, from the Manchurian candidates to MK Ultra, the Church Committee investigations of the early 70s, where all of this was disclosed, and the abuses of the CIA that were disclosed, and on and on and on, you know. And like Alex and several others, you know, we remember this and we try to convey it in a contextual way within a broader framework so that we can change it. And so it starts with each individual doing what you believe is right and true. And stepping into that, that's the act of faith, because you already know it. Don't do more than you know you can do, but do that. And everyone has a different thing they can do in the furtherance of their individual truth. And then chasing truth, one of the things I found is oftentimes you got to let go of what you thought was true because you got new information. And that's the mark of an intelligent person, truly evolving person, and remembering what you are again, because I think it all takes back to our source. And when you look at what's happening in the world, it is essentially trying to duplicate this artificially. I was talking about the worldwide mind, something that PBS reported on, the idea of linking everybody's mind in a synthetic way. That's like makes what's going on now look like nothing at all compared to that thought. But I believe we already do that. We already have that. If we can remember what we are and if we're responsible enough, you know, we'll fall into that. In fact, think about this. If that's true, if man can create this, think about what Judgment Day is. Okay, is it going to be Blackmail Day? Or is it going to be decide who belongs in jail based on what you think day? Or is it Judgment Day? You know, think about this when it happens naturally. In the book of life is opened, and all knowledge is revealed. And then there's this gnashing of teeth. I think that might be that day, that we know what's in the minds of everyone else, and we are totally naked in front of the universe and the creation itself. And in that moment, we better be awful forgiving of ourselves as a starting point, and have grown at some level from the mistakes we've made. But more importantly, be forgiving also of each other, and having experienced the same humanness of this experience, and hopefully growing in that humanness in a way that makes us more aware, more awake, more in connection with what we are fundamentally. And as we fall into that connection fundamentally, this is where we change the world, when we recognize what we are truly created to do. You know, when you think about the brain as sort of this connecting point, you know, sort of think about it as the plug into your energetic spiritual nature, you know, sort of the medium of the brain. You have a left brain and a right brain. The right brain is order. The left brain is creative, okay, or chaos, you could even say. And if you can get both of these working together, this is where you get this incredible possibility set. And it's sort of the beginning point of how we project in the world. And then through our words and our thoughts, we create. Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, no other creature on the planet creates in the way humans are capable of creating. But it's not just the physical form. This is nothing. This is the shell through which we emerge into the earth and do our work in the earth. And we should do it respectfully, and we should do it mindfully. And if we believe at all that we're created in the image and likeness of God, which many who listen to this program profess to believe, we should behave this way. We should behave no matter what the conflict is that we're facing, but we should try to find the path through it. You know, and this is the path through order and chaos. And in fact, when both hemispheres of the brain come together, and they're both working in harmony together the way they're intended, the way small children actually function more predominantly than adults. Think about this, you know, pay attention to small children. But their brains are more balanced, so they tend to be very creative. They learn at an accelerated rate. Think about all of what is learned between 3 and 5 year olds in that range when their brains are the best balanced and they're just maturing. And then we begin to carve that away with our institutions that so closely identify what we are with this carrier and these experiences that we have and people thrust on us in terms of our cultures that tell us who we are. But that is not who we are. Those are experiences and cultures, and they are separate from who we are fundamentally. And this gets back down to the core, the essence of what changes the world is individuals acting individually, not in a squishy collective, not in a highly monitored and directed society, the stuff of futurists and globalists and the elites, but one in a society that's based upon the freedom of the soul, the freedom of creativity, and the freedom of dialogue and discussion. And certainly it ought to be a lot more respectful than what we've seen demonstrated recently. But let's end this Friday on a note of let's spend the time thinking about what we can do and do a little bit, even if it's a smile to your neighbor or a step in a bigger direction. This has been Dr. Nick Begich in this fourth hour of InfoWars, changing the way we see the world. Let's do that together. You're the tip of the spear. Thanks for being here.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.